It's the Old Charlie's Internet Champions, Nashville Sports Council throwing this thing, and it's going to be a big, big night down here. Big day for the Predators as well, as they now have a new naming rights deal for what was formerly the Somme Center is now the Bridgestone Arena. And joining us now from the team, Ed Ling. Ed, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good.
Ed, it's glad to have you on. Congratulations, first of all. I would imagine that this is one of those things that you don't want to do, obviously, during a season, but to have it settled, to have it done, you got the stretch run coming up, the team was playing, you know, still a playoff team, even they sputtered a little bit, but then got a good win there right at the end. So this has got to really set things up for this last 20-game sprint, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This deal came together very quickly, and, you know, when they say timing is everything, the timing... Timing really worked out for us on this, and we're excited to have such a strong brand as Bridgestone be on the name of this building. So we're very excited, and going into March, this is going to be fun.
And Ed, no disrespect to Somme Group, but a lot of people didn't know what the Somme Group did. It took a long time to figure out what they were, what kind of company they were, regardless of their efforts with that. And people around the country had a hard time saying the name. They weren't sure if it was Summit or what you would call it. I had a guy on an interview last week, 3 years into that deal, and they still didn't know how to say the name of the arena. Bridgestone Arena, you know exactly what you're talking about. It's easy to say. You know who they are. We all know who Bridgestone Americas are, Bridgestone Firestone. We know who they are. That part of it, I think, is very, very important, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing about Bridgestone is they have a very strong brand recognition. They're a global company, a market leader in their industry. And so to be associated with a company like that, just gives us a lot more credibility.
Yeah, I would think. Ed Ling joining us from the Nashville Predators. The announcement today, a 5-year deal for the naming rights of the arena. And I would think, too, that the prospects for this being a long-term deal, everyone knows this is the fourth name in 14 years or so. And the fact that this is such a strong company and so dialed in to our community and sports in general, and our community and specifically, that the prospects are out there that this is something that we'll be calling this arena for years and years to come beyond the length of this deal.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, they are a significant supporter of a lot of sports. You know, they sponsored the halftime show at the Super Bowl. They're the official tire of the NHL. And, you know, they're also the title sponsor of the Bridgestone Winter Classic, which has just been a success the last couple of years that the NHL has done that. So they have their sports marketing is second to none.
Yeah, it's tremendous and a very good deal. And people are wondering, well, what's this mean to the Predators? My understanding is that you guys receive 100% of the naming rights. So this is nothing but very, very positive for the financial model of the Predators as well, I would assume.
That's correct. But, you know, absolutely the it helps our financial model. But more importantly, it just reinforces that the organization is on the right track. We're doing the right things. I think it helps, you know, give us more national exposure, and I think, you know, it takes us to another level that we just haven't had, in the last couple of years.
Now, you got a week to brand this building, right?
I mean, nothing. Yeah, we got it's going to take a little bit longer than that, but you will begin probably next week. You will begin to see signs of the signs changing, but there's a lot that goes on in terms of changing over the name from ID badges to business cards to a lot of things, and so that'll take a little bit of time, but we're gonna push very quickly to start that branding change.
And it'll be 6 months down the road, and there'll be little things you'll be finding, like the answering machine or something, and it'll say so many. You never know what'll happen.
That's right.
All right, we've already come up with an idea now for the center ice logoing. I mean, you guys have always had that big circle. You gotta make it look like a tire with raised white lettering that says, you know, Bridgestone Arena, Nashville Predators, or something like that. I mean, I know black wouldn't be good because of the the puck is black, but I mean, you gotta, you know, don't you, what do you think about that, huh? Make it look like a big tire in the middle of the
rink. Maybe if we could figure out how our players could get used to being a big black tire right there in the middle, they could see the puck, and we could somehow get in a home field advantage based on that. But
well, there's a lot of black at center ice for the Boston Bruins. I mean, you know, their logo has black, and so there's a lot of black there. And I was thinking too, you know, like the red line. I know you can't mess with the blue line, but man, maybe they'll let you make the red line like a tire track, you know, going right across the ice. Look like a, just a lot of fun to have with this, obviously, with the naming rights. And, again, that it's such a familiar name. And I think it's something that rolls off the tongue, too. I think that's important. You know, Bridgestone Arena is something that I think people will come to very, very quickly. And you won't have that scenario where it takes a long time before people start calling that. And there's so many events coming up with the SEC championships coming up here, men's basketball at the Bridgestone Arena. I mean, there's going to be a lot of opportunity very quickly for that name to become part of the lexicon.
Yep, and absolutely. And that's, you know, part of the reason we were able to move so quickly is Bridgestone did see the benefit of some of those events that we have coming up, the SEC and the Predators stretch run here. And, you know, we've got some great concerts coming up. So there's a lot of opportunity for them to get exposure.
All right. Now, I'm not sure if you know this, but what kind of tires are in the Zamboni? Because, you know, they might want you to put Bridgestone tires on that Zamboni.
You know, I don't know what kind of tires are on the Zamboni. Studded tires. There you go.
Yeah, studded tires. There you go. You got the studded tires. And they can, and of course, the promotional aspects for between periods are endless. You know, the big tire, you can shoot a puck through the big tire, you know, and things like that. So a lot of good things that could be done with it. Well, Ed, I know that was something you guys wanted to get taken care of as quickly as possible. I think you handled it deftly. And even though it's a mid-season change in the name, certainly it's nowhere near what they went through in Miami. I think they had three different names of that arena over the last 4 months.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, so Bridgestone Arena, congratulations. And
thanks,
appreciate the hard work, everybody down there. And let's get this done. Our boys are looking very good.
They are.
In the Olympics, aren't they? And I said this yesterday, I think that by the time this tournament is over, people are going to look at it and say, wait a minute, Shea Weber and Ryan Suter play on the same line, on the same blue line in Nashville? That might be as good a pairing as there is in the NHL. And I think our boys are getting a lot of notoriety through this Olympic tournament.
They are, and when I watched that U.S.-Canada game, I mean, both Ryan and Shea got a lot of mentions. They mentioned, you know, they're from Nashville, and I think both players may be leading ice time on both their teams, so they're getting a lot of work, that's for sure.
Yeah, we got a couple of boys in the German team, too, playing against the Canadians coming up later on tonight, so it's been a very exciting tournament, but I can't wait for March 2nd, get things going again, and get this spot solidified, and then the next thing is, with the Bridgestone Arena, is win a playoff series at the Bridgestone Arena.
Exactly.
How about that?
Right.
That's the deal.
We're on the same page.
All right, Ed. Appreciate you, as always.
Okay, Tom.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's Ed Lang of the Nashville Predators. And I just think that it's a big move. I mean, I think it's a really big move, and I think it's a nice thing that it's getting announced on a day like today, Charlie, where you've got the O'Charlie's Dinner of Champions going on down here, and there's a lot of talk about sports in this town, and you've got what's going on with the guys that are playing in the Olympics. And now we've got a name that we know is going to be a name for a while, and I think it's a name that people associate with. And a table right across me, Charlie, that I'm looking at for the for the silent auction table is got like a couple of dozen Bridgestone golf balls on it, as would have it.